From Nevada Public Radio, this is the Daily Rundown. I'm Natalie Ott. Here are your top local stories for April 3rd, 2026. The Las Vegas Review-Journal announced Friday that it will no longer print its rival, the Las Vegas Sun, for the first time in decades, amid an ongoing legal dispute over the nation's last joint operating agreement, stemming from a 1970 law designed to preserve newspapers. Readers will not find a printed Las Vegas Sun insert inside, the Review-Journal said in an editorial, noting the Sun maintains a website, has a few hundred thousand followers across social media platforms, and is free to produce its own newspaper. We encourage them to do so. The Review-Journal competes with countless sources of news and entertainment. But we would welcome one more. We just don't want to foot the bill. It's time the Sun stood up on its own 2 feet, the editorial said without specifying the cost. The two publications will be in court Friday, and the Sun hopes a judge will order printing to immediately resume, attorney Leif Reed said in an email. It'll be the first day in 76 years that the Sun hasn't been printed, he said. This does irreparable harm to our community, as no one benefits when a local newspaper is prevented from being published, he said. The now rare joint operating agreement required the Sun to be printed as a daily insert in the Review-Journal, while both companies remained editorially independent with separate newsrooms and websites. The Las Vegas City Council on Wednesday approved development of a community made up entirely of tiny homes designed for seniors. About 50 of them will be built on the southwest corner of Eastern and Sorrels Avenue. Rent for each 360-square-foot home would run $900 to $1,000 a month and include utilities, according to the developers. They and the city said it was a step toward addressing the area's affordable housing shortage. The Las Vegas Raiders have found a veteran quarterback and won't have to rely on a rookie at the position. According to ESPN, Kirk Cousins has signed a contract for $20 million, fully guaranteed next season. The team has the option to extend it for 2 more years for $80 million. All reporting suggests the Raiders will still select Indiana's Fernando Mendoza with the first pick in this year's draft. Cousins' signing enables the team to ensure Mendoza is ready for the spotlight before he earns the starting role. Standing before a friendly crowd in March, Elon Musk laid out his plan for the future of his companies, and it was literally out of this world. Musk announced that his space launch company, SpaceX, which had recently merged with his artificial intelligence company, xAI, would put data centers into orbit around Earth. It all comes down to electricity, he explained. You're power constrained on Earth, he said. Space has the advantage that it's always sunny. Musk envisions legions of data-crunching satellites spinning around the planet, powering the AI revolution from above. It's the perfect pitch for taking SpaceX public. This week, Bloomberg reported that the company had filed documents confidentially with the Securities and Exchange Commission with the goal of launching an initial public offering this summer. Musk also claims it makes financial sense. I actually think that the cost of deploying AI in space will drop below the cost of terrestrial AI much sooner than most people expect, he said. I think it may be only 2 or 3 years. Read the full story by NPR's Jeff Brumfiel at knpr.org. For more than 15 years, botanist Naomi Fraga of the California Botanic Garden has been trying to collect seeds from the rare Death Valley sage for safekeeping in a vault of native California seeds. Each time, she comes home empty-handed. But this year, with the desert in the midst of a big bloom, she's trying again. It's a little bit of a gamble, she says. But you know, the plant's having a really good year. I feel hopeful. The plant has silvery green pointy leaves, fuzzy buds, and striking deep purple flowers. But it's challenging to study and sample. Fraga says she often has to hike or scramble up mountainsides or drive on back roads to find it. Very little is known about the plant's pollinator. And in exceptionally dry years, the Death Valley sage doesn't flower at all, meaning no seeds either. The sage's habitat is mostly protected within the boundaries of Death Valley National Park, but climate change doesn't respect park boundaries and could push these plants, already living on the brink, into even more existential peril. Hear the full story by NPR's Christopher Intagliata at knpr.org. 2026 is an election year, and for many in Nevada, political analysis starts and stops with one name, John Ralston. Ralston, CEO of the Nevada Independent, has covered politics in the state for more than four decades. He sat down with Nevada Public Radio's Paul Boger shortly before the publication of his newest book, The Game Changer, an exploration of the life and career of the late Senator Harry Reid. You can read the full conversation in the newest spring issue of Desert Companion or at knpr.org. This has been The Daily Rundown, a production of Nevada Public Radio. To hear more or to support public radio in Southern Nevada, visit knpr.org.